This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I've confronted hundreds of men over two decades.
I have been in television for 24 years.
I just came to get something to eat.
And I have very seldom been at a loss for words.
Sir, I just came to get something to eat.
Men online looking for children to sexually assault.
What's the motive here? Explain it to me.
No, you're right. It's stupid.
It's an illegal thing.
Yeah, I know. I did a stupid thing.
Men from all walks of life. A doctor, a teacher, a clergyman.
You sent pornographic pictures through the mail. Okay, that's a federal offense right there.
You know I'm in trouble, and I know I'm in trouble.
I tried to get into their heads and understand why.
What piece do we have tonight?
I want to know who you are.
I want to know a little bit more about you first.
Can I eat first?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see if any of this sounds familiar while you enjoy your pizza.
And ultimately, make sure they face justice.
You ask her if she's a virgin.
I ask everybody all kinds of stuff. It's just talk.
You ask her if she's horny.
What's wrong with that?
You ask if she does anal.
It's a question. Question.
Who are they? Have they tried to prey on other children? And where are they now? These are the predators I've caught. I'm Chris Hansen.
We all know the risks of being on social media, but have you ever thought about the biggest risk? Do you mean getting murdered?
A victim inside the house had been shot.
That victim was 20-year-old Pop Smoke.
I'm Jillian Lee Garner.
And I'm Courtney Bell. We're the host of I Met My Murderer Online, the only true crime podcast to tell the tragic tales of how the internet can lead the unsuspecting into devastating dates with death.
The search warrant resulted in the findings of a fresh dig area.
You will hear from all who are involved in the case, the investigators,
the droplets of blood,
victims' family members.
That was our baby. My baby's gone.
And even the murderer themselves.
I held it for 3 or 4 minutes. Until I knew she was dead.
If you're a fan of true crime, then you'll want to listen to season 2 of I Met My Murderer Online
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes the predators I've caught who got the least attention in the broadcast of the original investigations are some of the most interesting when I dig back into the cases. And the predator I've caught, by the name of Gilbert Sutherland, is a prime example. Mr. Sutherland, who was 26 at the time he surfaced in our sting operation in Riverside County, California, fought his case, delayed his case for years after he was arrested in January of 2006. Riverside, of course, was the first investigation where we collaborated with law enforcement, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. And it was also the investigation where we saw 51 men surface in 3 days, a shocking number. There was a teacher, a convicted sex offender, a man in his 70s, an actor, a musician, and Gilbert Sutherland. Gilbert online went by the screen name KingSpade1714. Now, at the time, KingSpade was a Los Angeles-based rap band, and Riverside obviously is not too far from Los Angeles, also not too far from San Diego, and so it made it a perfect location for a sting operation. At the time of our meeting, Gilbert was studying to be a fire prevention technician He was working as an air conditioning duct cleaner. And that's disturbing to me because here we have a guy who went online posing as somebody much younger trying to meet a 13-year-old girl for sex. In this case, a girl named Eve. And Eve was really a decoy with Perverted Justice, the online watchdog group at the time. But imagine a fellow like this being in people's homes on a daily basis, potentially with their children at home, scoping out the situation, cleaning air ducts, being in somebody's home for several hours. To me, that's eerie, creepy. And you wonder what he's thinking. We knew what he was thinking online when he started chatting up Eve. Eve ain't so great. It was a graphic conversation. Now, he didn't get a lot of time, and if memory serves me correct, we had so many guys that Gilbert may not have had a very big role in the original broadcast on Dateline of the Riverside investigation. But I think it's interesting to go back and look at his case. The defense he used or wanted to use at trial was entrapment, which his case didn't even come close to becoming. But because he was not allowed to give an entrapment defense, he appealed, and this went to the California appellate courts. And I'll get into that shortly, because the ruling really lays out, and I'll read you some quotes from it, really lays out why all of our predator investigations from the very beginning, when we did this with Perverted Justice and not with law enforcement, until today, and we just did another sting a week or so ago, are not entrapment. But let's take a look at the chat. It gets graphic pretty quickly. "Hi," says Kingspade 1714. "Hi, ASL," says Eve Ain't So Great. 21, male, 714. 714 is the area code out there near San Diego. "You?" 13, female, 909. "What city?" "Riverside?" "Mira Loma," that's right, in Riverside County. Now, backing up just a second here, 21, male, 714. He's actually 26. He's going to shave a few years off. 5, to be exact. As if that makes it better to talk to a 13-year-old girl about sex. He says, "How far is that from Disneyland?" "I'm in Riverside County." "Oh, wow, I don't know, LOL," she says. "I'm in Orange County," says Kingspade 714. "So are you worth the drive?" She's already told him she's 13. He is literally 2 minutes and 29 seconds into the conversation. "How long you got to drive?" LOL, says Eve. "Like 45 minutes. "That's nothing," she says. "Yes, I'm nice." "LOL," he says. "Then you come over here," he says. "I would if I could drive." Again, affirming that she's not even old enough to drive. "So if I was hot," he says, "and drove way over there, what would we do?" "Whatever you want, but you gotta be nice. You can't be some killer or something." "LOL," he says. "Want to see my pics?" "Yeah, a 13-year-old girl wants to see your pics, buddy." "Tell me what you think," he says. "You're hot," says Eve. "How many pics did you get to see?" he asks. "Like 10, I guess. LOL." "Did you see the baseball one?" "Yep." "Okay, cool. Which one are you in the pic?" "Right. Black top." "You're a little hottie," he says about her pic. "Do you have any more pics?" he asks. "Yeah, one more. Can I see?" "Yummy," he says. "LOL. Thanks. So what do you want to do if I come over?" Again, she's 13. "Gilbert, what if I wanted to kiss you?" "Yeah, that's cool. I kissed before, LOL. What else have you done?" stuff, LOL. What kind of stuff? Everything. Will you do everything with me? If you want to. You're nice, right? I'm nice and I'm hot. Whoa, big stud man. And I have a really nice body, he says. Yeah. You got a good voice, she asks. Oh, yeah. Want to hear it? LOL, how? You can call me. Oh, what a sport. He gives her her number. There's a call. He says later, I like your name. I like you. LOL, thanks. You're real sweet. So are you a virgin? He asks. No. Are you LOL? No. I want to see you, cutie. You can. When? My rents are on vacation, but they go back to work in January. So your parents aren't home? Yeah, they are, but on vacation, like not working. They take vacation Christmas all the time. Oh. So when will you be home alone? Probably January on the weekend. Okay. So tell me what we can do when I come over. Dude, we said that before, LOL. Everything, remember? I know, but I want you to tell me. So not only is he setting up a date with a 13-year-old girl for sex, and he gets into the sex acts in just a moment here, he wants her to talk to him about it online in great detail. Now, some of these guys will just have the conversation and get their sexual gratification that way and won't show up. Sometimes they're arrested by the law enforcement. Anyway, even if they don't show up, sometimes they get away with it. How old are you again? He says. 13, she says. No, I don't like you anymore. You're just too young, sweetie. Damn. Not like I didn't tell you. Fine, whatever, jerk. Now, that could have been the end of it. King Spade, 17 and 14. Gilbert Sutherland could have walked away right there and probably would not have been one of those guys the sheriffs went out to arrest. He probably would have gotten away with all this. But no. No, no, no. He's back. On the day after Christmas, he starts up again. Hey, you. Hi. How are you? Fine. What you want? What? You don't want to talk to me? You said last time we chatted that I'm too young and you don't like me, huh? I never said that, LOL. What are you talking about? He says. I talked to you on the phone, remember? Yeah, I know. When I got off the phone, I came on the pewter and you didn't want to talk to me. So I asked you didn't like me anymore. And you said no, that I was too young and you logged off. Oh, shit, he says. That was my stupid-ass brother. I'm going to kill him. I don't know if I buy that. Exactly. King Spade, 1714. After I got off the phone, I never got on the computer. The computer is in his room. Well, somebody told me that. Okay. Anyway, whatever happened there, King Spade is back in business here and desperately chasing this 13-year-old girl for a sexual liaison at her home when her parents are gone. I want to talk about me and you in your bed, he says. Have you ever given head? Yeah, did you like it? It was okay. If I'm a good boy, will you do it to me? Yeah. Do you want me to lick your pussy, he asks. Yeah, I felt that before. I like it. You will love it if I do it. You good at it, she says. If you have a nice pussy, I am. That's good to know. I guess it's nice, LOL, she says. Can I see? Now, he's hoping for a sexually suggestive picture here, but he's not going to get it. How long will you be alone? He asks about her parents taking off. They both work on the weekends. Right on. I can't wait, he says. Do you have nice tits? Guess so, LOL. She's 13. Are you developed there? I got some boobs. They're not real big, but I ain't flat. Nice. Can I suck on them? Jeez. I want to suck on your nipples, he says. I want you to suck on my hard dick. I think you get the point. So, this conversation finally wraps up. It's been going on for several days now. And on the weekend of January 6th, 2006, here comes King Spade 1714 sneaking in through the patio door of our Stinghouse in Riverside County, California. More about this predator I've caught in a moment. Now he comes in wearing a white hoodie, and he's looking around right away for the girl, Eve. And remember, this was early on during our predator investigation, so the only on-site decoy, so to speak, was Dell, who could play a boy or a girl. But most of the time, she wouldn't actually come face-to-face with the predator. So he comes hot-footing it in, and I take him off pretty early and ask him to have a seat.
Excuse me. Go on in here, please. Have a seat, please, on that stool. What's going on? Oh, go ahead, sir. And keep your hands right in the stand, please. Thank you, Spencer. What you doing?
Meeting a girl.
Now, he's going to try to be all confident, meeting a girl. A little bit of a badass. Like, who the hell am I to ask him any questions?
And who are you?
Your name's Avey.
Okay. And what's your name?
Sean.
His name's not Sean, not even close. Remember, Gilbert Sutherland is his real name.
Sean. And what's your last name, Sean?
Sutherland.
And how old are you, Sean?
26.
26. And how old is Eve?
18.
Yeah.
18, he says, is the age of Eve, with authority, indignant that I would suggest anything else.
Is that what you told
me? Are you telling me she's not 18?
Oh, and then he acts all surprised as if he had no idea she was actually 13. Oh, wait, you tell me she's only 18? And he swings his head back and forth dramatically like, sorry, bruh, my mistake. I'll let you go.
She told me on the phone she was 18.
That's not what she said here. Hi, 21, male, 714. You, 13, female, 909. What city, Riverside? What was your plan here tonight?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe if I know she's 18, maybe more.
Hanging out. If I known she was 18, maybe more. Well,
yeah. I'm not gonna have sex with a girl under 18.
But she tells you she's 13.
She said that, then I was like, "Are you sure?" She's like, "No, I'm 18."
That's not what
she told me on another number.
Now he's gonna get into all this. Yeah, that's what it says in the chat. But when I got on the phone call, she told me she was 18, which is a lie.
Now, why don't we just tell the truth? It's going to be a lot easier for everybody to know the truth. Okay? Now, I've got all the transcripts here, okay?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a sample? What if I wanted to kiss you? Yeah, that's cool. What have you done?
Yeah.
Stuff, what kind of stuff? I'm Sean. So are you a virgin? No. Are you? No. A computer. I still want you.
You're right. I'm not gonna lie.
He breaks down pretty quickly into the interview. Couple of minutes. You're right. I'm not gonna lie to you. Let's just see if that's true.
Have you ever given blank a slang for oral sex? Would you like it? If I'm a good boy, will you do it to me?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I told you, you're right.
So what was your plan?
Let's see what happened.
See what happened. Did you bring condoms? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he brought condoms, all right. Took them right out of his pocket and put them on the kitchen island.
Then what does that say about your intent?
Yeah.
What if I wasn't here? And 13-year-old Evie was here. What would have...
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I mean...
You ask about her breasts, only you use a slang term.
Now he's realizing the extent of the trouble he's in. He's reeling back, waving his head around, looking down, looking around. He's not quite sure who I am or what's going to happen next, but none of it could be possibly good.
Have you done this before?
I can't believe it. First time I like do like anything like this, this happens.
The first time?
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of guys.
I know
you say the very same.
The word disgusting guy, I know. I can't believe this is happening to me.
I mean, it doesn't matter what I think, it's what you did.
He claims it's his very first time doing anything like this, which I don't believe, nor did I believe it then. And he seems to understand my skepticism.
So you're saying you've never done this before?
Not a girl that was under 18.
Why today? Why suddenly did you want to come see a 13-year-old? Tell me what you were thinking.
I feel like kind of thing.
He says he's met girls of age this way before, but I want to know why he decided to meet somebody who is 13.
There's a difference between liking girls and liking girls who are of age. No one has an issue with that, with people hooking up on the internet. The issue comes when you use the internet to try to solicit somebody who is underage, and that is against the law. Do you understand that? Do you understand why that law is in place? Because a 13-year-old is not of an age where she can give consent legally to have sex. It's very simple. 18? No issue. 13? Problem.
Then I ask him to think back when he was 13 and how emotionally mature he might have been.
Do you remember when you were 13?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Were you ready for this sort of activity when you were 13?
Me, personally, no problem.
Okay. So why do you think Evie would be ready for that activity with somebody who's 26 years old?
Girls that are like that, I guess.
Girls that are like that, I guess. Oh, he's really twisting in the wind now, picking at his skin on his face, looking away. If what you've heard shocks you so far, join us back in a moment.
First of all, you lied and said you were 21. What should happen to you?
This is the most embarrassing thing ever in my life, and I'm not going to touch a computer, I guess.
You're not going to touch a computer?
This is the most embarrassing thing in my life, and I'm not going to touch a computer again, I guess. That's what he says.
What do you do for a living? Do you have a job?
I work obviously at a temp agency job. I'm going to school.
What are you studying in school?
Fire tech.
What's that?
Fire tech.
Fire tech. This is the kind of thing that can get you into an enormous amount of trouble.
The worst thing I can possibly imagine. I can't believe this.
Did you have any second thoughts as you were?
Yeah, I was just like, you know, she's really young. This is like really weird. But like, I mean, if she wants to like hang out, then, you know, why not? Don't do anything.
Aren't there girls closer to your own age that you hang out with? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Finally, I explain who I am and what I'm doing. And he does a head fake and bolts out of the same sliding glass patio door he came into.
Well, a couple things I have to tell you. One, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. We're doing a story about adults who try to get their kids on the internet.
He's arrested, and like all the others in Riverside County, taken away. Now, Gilbert could have probably pleaded right away and done a little better for himself, but he didn't. He fought these charges for years. Finally, the case came to trial and he was found guilty. He was sentenced to 1 year in prison, the county jail, and he had to register for life as a sex offender in the state of California. He appealed that case on a couple of grounds. One, that he was not allowed to present an entrapment defense. And as I mentioned earlier, this is interesting because I'm asked all the time, and some critics of the show claim that this is entrapment. And people who say that don't understand what entrapment is. The appellate court's decision goes into great detail about the case, my role, Riverside County Sheriff's Lieutenant Chad Bianco, the prosecutor, talks about the conversation, the transcripts, how everything was validified, the fact that he came to the house, condoms in his pocket, after a sexually charged conversation. All of those the court sees as valid. And then addressing the issue of entrapment and whether or not the appeals court should send the case back for another trial because he was not allowed to use this defense. The issue really here is that law enforcement or perverted justice, as the decoy in this case, was the conduct likely to induce a normally law-abiding person to commit the charged offenses. In other words, was Gilbert a great guy who wouldn't have done this without perverted justice, Riverside County Sheriff's, and To Catch a Predator being involved? And the trial court, according to the appellate court, properly denied the defendant's request to instruct on entrapment because what he was alleging didn't even come close to the bar of entrapment. And then the defendant claims that the trial court also made a mistake by excluding some evidence at trial about a phone call. The phone call he had with the decoy, in which he claims he talks about not wanting to go, the girl begged me to go, and there was not a recording of the phone call. So none of this was allowed into evidence because it was hearsay. It was just him claiming that's what he said on the phone and no evidence to back it up. So the appeals court struck that too. And the third thing that Gilbert tried to appeal was one of the detectives who was involved in the sting was falsely accused of making a false statement about another member of the department having nothing to do with this case. And the defense lawyer wanted to continue the trial until he could flesh this out. There was nothing to it, but he didn't get the continuance. So those three issues came up and the appellate court shot it down. So his conviction stood. He did the 1 year in the county jail, and today he is a registered sex offender. We reached out to Gilbert Sutherland, had a couple numbers for him. Neither of them led me to him, but I've left word that I'd like to talk to him. More of our story in a moment. As always, I like to hear from you. This week's question comes from Greg, all the way across the Atlantic Ocean in Suffolk, UK.
Hi, Chris. This is Greg from Suffolk, UK. I was watching the Long Beach episode for about the 20th time, and the Josiah Walker case induced a question for me to ask you. He is, of course, the one and only predator who successfully hugged a decoy. This caused you to immediately come out, and you actually seemed irritated. On the face of it, it would seem something went wrong for the predator to have physical contact with a decoy. I was wondering if you could tell us about this incident, and overall, if there have been any other times where something has gone wrong. Any oversights or mistakes that have been made during the making of your predator shows. I don't mean for this to seem overly negative. Overall, of course, you and your team do incredible work. Thanks for all you do, and for your time, should you answer my question.
You know, that's an excellent question, because obviously we never want the alleged predator to have physical contact with the decoy, the onside decoy, for a lot of reasons. The decoy's safety, control of the environment, all kinds of things could be problematic. Does a hug turn into the predator grabbing, trying to snatch the decoy? We hope that never happens. We take great precautions to make sure there's distance between the decoy and the predator. But it did happen, and you're absolutely right. It was a bit of a violation of protocol. But as you can imagine, these investigations have a lot of moving parts. And one of the reasons we have moved into having law enforcement decoys as opposed to civilian decoys we provide is for this very scenario. We now have deputies who look much younger than they are as the decoys, both male and female. Now, sometimes this presents an issue because they may look older to the predator when he arrives. But for the sake of safety, we do this. And that way we know that should there be physical contact, at least there's been some training there. Now, we set up the entire environment, so there is no contact. It did happen recently in Michigan with the Genesee County Sheriff's Office. The doctor who surfaced in our investigation there, 61 years old, who spent all day chatting as he was also seeing 18 patients, also found time to send a picture of his penis. He came in, and as the decoy was leaving the set, if you will, the doctor raised his hand and patted her on the behind. Now, that wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. No harm, no foul. And it did draw another criminal charge for the doctor. Battery. So it wasn't the worst thing in the world in that case, but we do not want it to happen, and nor does law enforcement. But that's why we use decoys who are attached to law enforcement now. Thanks for that question. And as always, I want to hear from you. You can reach out on my various social media, Official Chris Hansen on Instagram, @ Chris Hansen on Twitter, all over Facebook, TikTok, Have a Seat with Chris Hansen. You can always find me on True Blue, my streaming crime network, where all these new predator investigations are right now. And very soon, a number of other very compelling crime-related documentaries in editing as we speak. I finished an interview today on our big investigation into sextortion. And you can always reach me right here at Chris@predatorpodcast.com. I'll be watching and listening.